from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Padres baseball is back tonight after a day off and beginning a stretch of 18 games in 18 days. Padres are right in the thick of things, two games behind the Dodgers in the NL West, tied with the Diamondbacks atop the wild card standings. And it is time right now for our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking, it's better. And joining us from Denver, Colorado, side of Coors Field, Padres manager Mike Schilt is with us. Mike, it is good to have you on. Congratulations on, again, another great week. The team is playing great. How's everything going?
It's going well. How about yourselves?
We're pretty good. We're enjoying watching your team play. I mean, best ERA in baseball since the All-Star break, best batting average. You've been talking about marrying those two together since early in the season, and now we get to see what it's like. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, it's group effort 1 through 26, everybody contributing, everybody on point, everybody doing their part. So it's fun. It's a great group.
I got to get this one out of the way, Schilty, because we've got a listener. His name is Steve from Coronado, and his emails may have found his way to you at some point, but he is obsessed with the art of the bunt. And the San Diego Padres have done a really good job. I think all of your guys, to a man, when needed to and called upon to lay down a bunt, have really executed this year. And it's kind of been a big part of the game. But he has been wearing us out to ask you: Do you grade your players on their bunting abilities? Is there a grade, a color code,
like a system of some sort
to grade your players on bunting? That's all he wants to know. And I told him I will ask him.
This has been going on for months.
This has been going on for months, by the way.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's been, you know, we talk about being a holistic offensive, you know, offensive machine, and you know, a big part of that, or a part of that, is being able to do what the game calls for, as Toddy says, which I love. And bunting's part of that, you know.
Sure.
And you'll be able to see the game, play the game. Mike McCoy, who's one of our hitting coaches, has taken the responsibility, done a nice job with working with the bunters every day. We don't have any, like, really color codes. We just, we just work on it.
Yeah.
You know, guys spend the time on it, some more than others, you know, on the part of their game. But, you know, we expect everybody to be able to execute in whatever the situation calls for, and it calls for a bunt. And it's there for him, whether it's a hit or sacrifice or save and squeeze.
And I think that will satisfy him.
I hope so.
I think he just wanted to know that there was a dedicated coach.
I've been telling him. We've been telling him. They lead the baseball in bunting. It's great.
It is. It's been great. And the offense is obviously clicking, Schilty. I wanted to ask you this, just kind of a general question. You know, with everything going on, the you know, winning streak and winning a bunch of games in a row, and do you ever find yourself, do you give yourself a moment to kind of stop and take it all in? And I think one of the things that stands out to me is like when Robert Suarez walks in to close out a game and the lights go out, the music comes on. I realize there's still, you know, there's the potential of another half inning if something goes bad, and you got to be planning for that. But do you give yourself a moment as the manager to go, "Woo, this is pretty exciting"?
You appreciate and enjoy the triumph the club has. You celebrate with them. You know how much hard work, dedication, effort goes in the players to perform. And so you get, sometimes you step back and just appreciate a nice play or a big hit or, a guy making good pitches or, stepping up in a high leverage situation. So you do appreciate that. But, for the most part, you kind of got to stay on point, yourself, because you got a responsibility too to be ready for, any and everything. And, but Suarez, it's cool what they do when he comes in, to close it down. I'm just excited that we get the opportunity to bring Robert in to win a ball game.
Mike, I mentioned, how tight the standings are right now, but I as you look on the field, whether you guys are playing the Guardians or the Orioles or the Brewers or the Dodgers, your team is certainly right there with all of them, which means, in my mind, you guys are contenders going forward. Now, you've been a part of a championship organization before with the St. Louis Cardinals. Do you see some similarities between some of those top Cardinals teams that were there at the end that won a World Series and the team that you have right now?
Yeah, I do. It's something we continue to strive for, and that's just normalizing excellence of in competitions, relative to regardless of who we're playing or what the circumstances are, day game, night game, road, home, opponent, we're going to be aware of the and respect our opponent, obviously, but it's really about what we do, how we do it, and how we do it together and how we execute. So, and there's a just a consistent dedication that sounds easy, but it's a real challenge to bring it to that degree every day, regardless of environment, for the length of what is a long season. But it is a separator for guys individually and the teams collectively, and it's a trait that, winning clubs have.
You're talking to Padres manager Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning. You've talked a lot this season about the grit squad, and yeah, I mean, never more evident than in the last week. The blowout squad did show up, and that was a nice one, but the grit squad made up of guys that sometimes don't get everyday opportunities, Schilt, like Tyler Wade, and Paulie and I were down there. We ran into the other day, was watching him and his pregame work, and you talked about how crisp all of the guys are every single day, whether or not they're in the lineup, because they never know when they're going to be called on. And you really have gotten contributions from so many of those guys. When you think grit squad, who are a few of those guys that pop up in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. You just mentioned one of them for sure. It's a 1-26 man roster, they're all like that. The guys that, and again, I respect the heck out of all of them, but, for Wadey to not, play as much as I'm sure he'd probably like, but, accepts the role that he has, fits in nicely when he gets called upon, and the roles that he's been allowed and given. Been fantastic. Solano, same deal. Look up, Brian Hoeing's done a nice job coming in, being able to pick up innings in different areas, been really tremendous. Brian Reynolds came in the other day for a clean eight. A bunch of guys really looking to compete and stay ready for whatever the situation calls for.
And I get the sense when you say grit squad that you also mean, Manny and Xander,
sure,
and, the guys who have been there and done that,
yeah,
before. Yeah,
100%.
It's not just the guys that are coming off the bench either.
The
it's the whole team. And
yeah, no, it's a team. It's grittiness that, actually it can be applied as much to those guys as anybody, because, grit means, it's got probably a lot of different connotations for people, but, for me, it's about, finding a way regardless of circumstances. And to my point earlier about guys that, play every day and are getting after it and competing regardless of circumstances, up, down, home, road, like I said. That's a lot of grittiness with that. And that's a heck of a trade.
Talking to Mike Shield here on Ben and Woods this morning. And listen, you guys have had some pretty gnarly stretches this year as far as games in a row. 18 games in 18 days, Skip. Is there a... what goes into the, I guess, planning of 18 and 18? Or is there a reason to sit and try to plot it out when baseball's so unpredictable, right? I mean, how much planning can go into 18 games in 18 days?
I mean, there's a combination. I mean, you know, listen, we have crystal balls. You know, we do take it a little bit one step at a time, but there's some planning that obviously goes into rotation, but, you know, who knows when the game starts, how things are going to go. There's always going to be twists and turns here or there. You know, there's planning on how we're going to be efficient with our pregame work and how we're going to make sure we're ready to play and have the appropriate mental and physical energy for the games themselves. And then there's, you know, the decision about when to give a guy a blow and make sure that, you know, we see the narrow focus and then also look at the bigger picture of what we're looking at from a, you know, season. So there's always a little bit of a marriage of both.
You talked also this week about your Warriors, and I think that was in the context of when Tyler Wade took it in the face, you know, sliding in at home plate, make sure he scored that run and being ready to go the next day. And Warriors has, you know, like grit, its own connotations. I think to a lot of people, it means playing through pain and injuries and working and coming back. And one of those guys that I think is definitely a Warrior is Joe Musgrove. You got him back this week. Obviously, just having any starting pitcher back is innings and the outs that he gets. But in particular with Joe, what does him coming back, do you feel, do for your team to have him in your rotation?
Yeah, we got a clubhouse full of the Warriors, the guys that just show up, play hard. I mean, you know, you mentioned Wade after taking a, you know, shot with the nose on the big time base running play, pro far. I mean, just name them. You know, playing banged up a little bit. But yeah, Joe coming back, he's the ultimate Warrior, man. He's obviously a big physical guy, but, you know, he's got the intensity and the heart, you know, to match the presence. And make the presence even stronger. He's an impressive guy, and it's good to have him back. He's definitely a Warrior for us.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. It's been so much fun to watch. Just the one other guy I'm imagining that would be fun to kind of pencil in the lineup at some point would be Fernando Tatis Jr. I know the fan base misses him. We miss watching him play. I know you do as well. How's he doing? Is there any update on his status?
Yeah, looking forward to him to come back. Definitely a big part of what we've done this year and what we're going to do moving forward, and excited to have him back. I don't have any real specific deadline or timeline for you with Toddy. He's good news is he's feeling good, starting to increase some baseball activity. But beyond that, there's no like, hey, this is happening, you know, this particular day, and he's about to go out and get some at-bats or anything like that. That's not on the table quite yet. We're getting closer.
Getting closer.
I like that.
You know, and there's still a month and a half left in the regular season, and hopefully more games after that. Obviously, you guys are in good position, and we're pulling for you. Good luck this weekend. I know Colorado's always, long before you got here, Mike, Colorado's always been a tough place for a lot of teams, but definitely one that the Padres hopefully can get over this weekend, get another series win, and keep moving forward. Good luck.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a nice day.
Thanks, Sheldon.
Thank you. Mike Shildt, manager of the San Diego Padres, our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. You can tell he loves his guys.
Oh,
gritty,
yeah, man.
Warriors. I mean, those were his words, not ours. You know, I heard him talk about both of those things multiple times this week because they weren't just because they've won 19 out of 23. It's not come easily. I mean, most of those games, they had to fight tooth and nail. A lot of them had to be come from behind wins, dramatic late wins. You need to do a lot of little things right to win those games. So they've had to be gritty, even as they have gone on this run that is unprecedented in Padres history. Never won 19 out of 23 games before. See if you can make it 20 out of 24 today.
And obviously the breaking news from that interview is very clearly that Mike McCoy has been working with the bunters every single day. And getting them dialed in and helping them out to improve their bunting.
No color coding.
No color coding.
I don't know if that's Steve's disappointed that there's no color coding.
They use their eyes. They use their eyes, and they
that was a good bunt.
You go.
That was a bad bunt.
That was poorly executed. That was well executed. That's really all you need.
Yeah.
The guys don't have to go back to their locker and go, oh, God, I got an orange today. Like Bo, my six-year-old, when he comes home from school, he has either a pink check mark or a orange one or like a red one.
Ooh,
he's never gotten a red. Never gotten a red. He usually sits orange. A lot of times he'll bring home a pink. But they don't make them do that because they're professional baseball players. They're not going to give them little report
cards. Whatever the green means good.
I don't know.
We're going City Connect.
Yeah, it's like City Connect.
Progress reports from school now.
That's right.
All right. That was Mike Shildt. If you've got some thoughts, you want to join us, our last couple of segments, 833-288-0973. Also still have some tickets to give away to Def Leppard and Journey coming to Petco Park at the end of the month. That is still ahead. We'll be right back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thanks again to the skipper, Mike Shildt. See if they can have another good week. Starts out tonight, again, 5:40. Against the Colorado Rockies, we gave you some of the scores yesterday. Helpful out-of-town scoreboard while the Padres were off with the Dodgers losing to the Brewers. The Braves lost to the Giants. The A's even helped with a win over the Mets. And I have the key series for you this weekend that will involve National League playoff chases. So the L.A. Dodgers are headed now to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals for three. The Cardinals have been kind of reeling. Wouldn't mind if they stabilized themselves this weekend and won one or two of those games against the Dodgers to help out. The Diamondbacks hit the road for interleague play this weekend. They take on the Tampa Bay Rays. That's a tough place to play. St. Pete?
Is it? Look at their record at home. There's 14 people there
yeah.
in the stands.
So. But that can be tough, that lack of people and environment.
That's true. I did hear Mookie Betts and Kenley Jansen say that the 2020 World Series was harder to win because there were no fans in the stands. It's a true statement.
Then again, there's a team that's used to playing kind of in an atmosphere-free box. It's probably the Arizona Diamondbacks.
It's fair.
Which
it's fair.
You can tell they went to the World Series last year was where they played for years at Chase Field.
The Rays are 59-61. They are 31-34 at home. They have a minus 56 run differential. I'm predicting a Diamondback sweep.
Again, even
yes.
on the road.
Yes.
Wow, so no chance to catch up any ground there.
Got to keep winning on our end.
The Atlanta Braves are here in Southern California. They'll be taking on the Angels for 3 in interleague play. The Mets host Skip Schumacher's Miami Marlins. Continue to fight even without really major league caliber baseball players on their team. Yeah,
they're also a grit squad.
Maybe
4-6 in their last.
Maybe 10. Jake Berger can stay.
He is
red hot. That would be nice. Go ahead and hit 3 or 4 more against the Mets, would you, this weekend?
The guy's locked in, man. Locked in.
The Brewers host the Cleveland Guardians. That's a tough series. Two Midwestern division leaders battling in interleague play. That's a big one. And then the Nationals and Phillies continue a 4-game series that started yesterday. And I think it's worthwhile now bringing up every team here when you look at the standings, because the Padres right now are just, if you look at the overall National League standings, the Phillies have the best record. They're 71-50. Dodgers 71-51, half game back. Brewers 69-52, 2 games back. And then it's the Diamondbacks and Padres 69-53, just 2.5 games back of the Phillies. 5 teams within 2.5 games for the best record in the National League right now. Remember, those first 2 teams, assuming they're division winners, will get the bye in the first round into the division series of the playoffs.
That is insane. It's insane what's happened. I don't know that we've given it enough credence. It's insane what has happened.
And all 5 of those teams, including the Padres. Well, Diamondbacks the lowest, 93.5% playoff chances. Padres 95.6, Brewers 95.7, and then the Phillies and Dodgers are both still over 99% chance to make the playoffs, which means it's down to the Braves at 76%, then it's the Mets drop all the way to 18%, and the Giants at 7.4%, and then everybody else has 5% or less chance below them to kind of sneak up and basically just trying to steal that last wild card spot that the Braves currently hold. But they're 4.5 games behind the Padres and Diamondbacks now, and 2.5 games ahead, or 2 games ahead of the Mets for that last playoff spot.
Such a big run here, man. Such a big run in the next 18 days. 18 games in 18 days. Is your body ready? Is your mind ready?
I like 18 games in 18 days.
Save that. Huh. I do. I do too. I don't like coming in at not. I don't like coming in when there's no game the night before. You end up talking about Pierre Lecoq and everything else.
I don't like not having a game at night to watch.
100%.
It's part of my daily routine.
What did you watch last night? Oh, you were on staycation.
I was on staycation.
I know what you were doing last night then, if you're on staycation. Paulie, what did you watch last night?
Did I watch last night? I don't remember. I went to bed early.
I was out of it, bro. I was too. Oh, you know what I watched? I watched a 30 for 30 on SMU football. You ever see that one?
Really?
No. Yes.
Like when they got in some trouble and the program got the death penalty and everything?
It was actually riveting. Now, and you compare it to what they have now with NIL, and you go, I mean, it's like, the guy's like, man, $50,000 in a briefcase, you know, when I walked in the room and they offered my mom a house and, you know, Eric Dickerson's gold Trans Am that Texas A&M gave him. And then the next day he ended up signing with the SMU Mustangs, and talking about the SMU coach walking away just as all the sanctions came down. He went to the NFL and started coaching for the Patriots. Bro, it was riveting, riveting stuff.
It's funny because there have been a couple of programs. Well, all those big time programs have skirted the rules.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a couple that have had their hands swatted harder. Well, SMU above all.
Well, so I didn't.
USC got in a lot of trouble for doing what everybody else was doing as well around the Reggie Bush time.
I didn't know this, but SMU got popped, all right, and sanctioned and then did it again the next year. And then did it again the year after that. Repeat offenders. So they're like, all right, man, we've given you three strikes. We have to give you the death penalty. Everything they got at the time, they deserved. Absolutely. 100%. And when you watch this thing, you forget, man, when they had Craig James and Eric Dickerson in the same backfield. It was the gnarliest. Like, they just rolled teams. And, you know, one season they're playing, they win like 11 games, and they're ineligible. They can't do anything. So they beat Arkansas. They called it the Polyester Bowl. And they won a Southwest Conference championship, but they couldn't play for the national title. But it was really, really good. Really, really good. So that's one of those ESPN 30 for 30s that popped up, and I was just kind of in the mood, and it was really well done. All those are. I mean, if there's a 30 for 30 on something, it can be about sailing, and you're like,
They didn't make the documentary for no reason.
Correct. Like, it's all, every one of those is really captivating. So it was really good.
Sports always has it's the great theater and the drama.
Yeah. Oh, and they do such a good job.
And usually there's a huge backstory behind anybody's successes or failures that lends itself to good documentary television.
New bit idea, but we're going to have to wait for 18 days. We need to start telling people what they should watch on when there's no
random day. So they'll play the Tigers, I think it is, in September on Monday, and then they're off Tuesday, and then games 2 and 3 of that series will be Wednesday, Thursday.
And that's because you can't play 21 days in a row.
Yeah.
So, for some reason, they had to break up one of those series at some point.
So, they play the Tigers the day off, then the Tigers again.
Twice more.
So it's a three-game series, so it's game one,
Labor Day.
Off day.
Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want to miss Labor Day because that's a big crowd day.
Yeah.
But you can't play all of them in a row because of Major League rules and, you know, the players' union and how they've orchestrated it. So they just said, we'll take the Tuesday off.
Which would be weird because we have Jesse Agler on Tuesdays specifically.
No,
because they play every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Except that for Tuesday. When they have there'll be no game that day.
Yeah.
Do we push Jesse back to Wednesday that week? Or what do we do?
Clear.
I think we have to.
The answer
interesting.
Is clear.
All right.
On Monday, we won't be here.
Some of the other quirks of the schedule, the Padres have a lot of interleague games left.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of teams do here at this point of the season, but you just mentioned the Tigers. They got the Twins next week. They still have the Astros. They still have the White Sox to play. I mean, that's 12 games right there. They still have two more against the Mariners, I think, right, to finish off the Vetter Cup. So that's 14 of their last 40 games. It was about 40% of their remaining games are actually interleague games. Don't know if that makes a ton of sense in the playoff chase when you want to see the head-to-head matchups, but that's what you get when you've kind of balanced the schedule out, that you got to get these games in at some point. And, you know, the Padres still have a bunch of interleague games remaining this season.
Good. All right. Well, one starts tonight. Want to know.
All right, we've got some tickets to give away. Last pair this week. We've been giving away all week long to see Def Leppard and Journey at Petco Park on August 30th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but you can win two more right now. Fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. Hook you up with our last pair of tickets to Def Leppard Journey at Petco Park on August 30th, which presumably is a Padres road game. Because, well, you can't do a concert on the same day you do a Padres game.
Right.
Game concert sometimes, but this is not one of those.
That's not one of them. This is a big one.
And it's less than 18 days away, so that'll be on a Padres road trip day. All right, we'll come back. Last segment of the week. It's ready. Annie and Elston going to be in at 10 o'clock. And final thoughts on a Friday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Got a winner of our tickets for Journey and Def Leppard, Paulie.
Yes.
All right, we got one. Congratulations to the winner. Tom, all right. Everyone in the chat's wondering whether there was a winner or not. Paulie's pretty good about it. If you don't get the phone
answered,
if the phone doesn't get answered in the first 60 seconds or so, I'm sorry, it probably wasn't your day, but try again next time we have a prize. Now, while we were on our break, Woodsy got a special delivery into the studio. What'd you get, Woods?
Bag. So I told you guys about our buddy Ricky, who is the Padres trainer.
Ricky Huerta.
Ricky Huerta. Great, 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 great,
love
great
Ricky.
Dude. Ricky has touched places on my body that honestly my wife hasn't touched in a long, long time. It's been a while.
Like your shoulders.
Gets in there.
Yeah, my shoulders. My arm. Yes, my lower back. She's not a big fan of rubbing me down by any stretch. You know, I don't. She doesn't give me massages. Ricky does, and
oiling you up and rubbing you down.
Not a fan. Okay. She requests it, but doesn't.
It's not reciprocal.
It's not a give and take relationship in that sense.
She doesn't give it back.
No, she doesn't give it back. Pleasure giver. Ricky, his daughter Juliana, was making those necklaces, and Annie Heilbrunn reported on them.
Xander was wearing it,
and I said, "Man, my kids would love those." And so I know Ricky, so I texted Ricky and said, "Hey, I'm coming to the ballpark. I'll take two.
Price unknown.
Now I said, "I'll take two." And he said, "Okay, rad. What colors do you want?" So I told him I would like Padres brown and gold. And we talked about it on the air. And Xander bought one, and the Manny bought one, and Jackson bought one. And, you know, they're helping her earn her keep to her class trip up to New York, Boston, D.C. So I saw Ricky. I Venmo'd him. And he goes, "Dude, I forgot the necklaces. I left them." I'm like, "No worries. I'll see you again, dude. I'm not going anywhere." So their marketing director, Chris Connolly, just dropped these off. He had them on his desk because he was coming up here, and so he dropped them off. So I got them. But how I screwed up was, once I talked about it on the air, I had about 40 tier ones reach out and say, "I want two. Can you get me four? Woodsy, I want three. Woodsy, I'm down. How do I get them?" Well,
so what did you do? You passed along all the requests to Ricky.
So I had a conversation with Ricky, and I said, "I think I screwed up, man." I said, A lot of our audience wants to get these, and they're in my DMs asking. I said, "I don't know how to." She's 13, I think. She doesn't have a website,
right?
And she's not
a staff.
There's no staff. She's making them herself.
Etsy page.
There's no way to. We're having a problem when it comes to distribution.
I see.
Production is fine. Production is good. Distribution is an issue.
Why don't you just go and pick them all up? And from her, and then deliver them out to your tier ones. You know all your tier ones. You're going
to
see them.
You want me to be a necklace delivery driver?
A mule.
Well, that makes sense, right? I mean,
this is not. I just purchased.
They don't know Ricky. I mean, the tier ones don't know Ricky. You know Ricky, so you are the middleman. You're the middleman. For Juliana. She's raising money for the class trip.
Why are you? You know me. You know that this would make me feel guilty. You know this. Now,
pretend it's a period for a jersey.
I'll kill everyone.
That was a great story.
If you haven't heard that story, I am known as not the nice guy, but the guy that's like, "All right, yeah, sure." The pushover, right? I'll do it. All right, sounds good.
You have trouble saying no.
I do. I always have, Paulie. Always have. Our buddy Stewie got a jersey. Was it a DHgate jersey? Wasn't it like a... I think it was like a knockoff jersey. Fernando Tatis Jr.
It might have been a Padres jersey, and they forgot. Oversight. I don't know.
So he DMs me, "Hey, bro, you heading down to the ballpark anytime?" I go, "Yeah, maybe." He goes, "Can you stop by the team store for me and grab me a period?" I said, "What?" And he said, "I need you to grab me a period at the team store." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, they forgot the period on the end of junior.
So it was just period. Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right. And I said, "No, I'm not going to drive to the team to get you a period."
Now, this wasn't like a longtime friend.
I mean, I know him. I played ball against him, with him. But what am I, period delivery man? Uber? It was too much. I'll be honest. It was too big of an ask. And so now I'm having trouble figuring out how to help Ricky, who I love, with distribution here. So I don't know. And then I feel bad because, like, I got mine.
Yeah, you did.
I got mine. So I don't. Hannah wants to see the necklaces. They're awesome. Now I'll just make it even worse on everybody.
Ooh, sparkly.
Yeah.
Nice.
What does Xander say? Xander goes, "They look like they could be 25 grand. They were not that much. But my kids will love them. They'll wear them.
The sparkles in real life are better than on camera.
Yeah,
they're great. Really cool.
So
really
nice.
Are you going to wear one on Sunday league?
I just don't. No, I will not wear one. These are for the kids. But
I mean, I can understand why you may have to wait. Next time you're down at the ballpark, Ricky has them all in a big bag, and then you take it and you bring them all to the game.
To where?
To the game.
What game?
Tier 1. I thought you said the tier 1s. Oh, no, the tier 1s. Baseball team.
Our audience, you just mean the audience. We call the tier 1s.
Oh, I thought it was your
baseball team.
Okay.
All I got to do is show up with a bag.
Yeah, I'm done. You mean like just general around San Diego.
You need to hand-deliver these all over the county.
Yeah, I'm driving. All right, where do you live? Ramona? All right, I'm on my way. Oh, you want me to put it in the mailbox? Okay. Can I grab you anything while I'm out? Maybe a sandwich. Bring it to you while I'm there.
How about this? All right, here's my solution. Hopefully, fingers crossed, Padres will have a playoff game or two in October.
Yes.
And when they do that, hopefully we will be doing some sort of special show on remote or a playoff viewing party.
Okay.
And when that happens, we'll coordinate with Ricky and Juliana to fulfill all the orders, and then we'll bring them all to the viewing party slash appearance, and that's where the distribution will take place. Does that make sense?
Like
if you want to order one, you have to be there to pick it up.
Blowing up right now. People wanting, I'll take two.
You know, while you're doing this, I'll take one.
What if what if Juliana kicked you back like 10%?
I don't want any of her. How about this? I'll just give her the money for her trip.
Dirtbag, would you have to be to take that from a 12-year-old girl?
Yeah, he would do it. He would do it in a second. Well, I got to pay for my gas.
Right.
He would do it in a heart.
I mean, part of this is delivery drivers get paid. This is a lesson. She's earning money. Part of the business lesson is that you've got business expenses. And if you have a.
She's trying to go to New York on a class trip.
Delivery is part of the charges that you have to. You know, materials, labor, delivery is part of the business costs that you have to learn about.
Roman just said in the chat, I got one. I'm so excited. You're lying, bro. Don't do this, dude. Ben, so A, I don't know when the trip is. So what if it's before the playoffs?
Well, we can arrange a loan for her, and she can just pay it back in installments.
Again, I will literally, Ricky, just text me the balance.
Very fair interest rate. You can charge a very fair interest rate to Juliana.
Just text me the balance, and I'll just pay it so that everyone leaves me alone. I'll just pay it. I always get myself in these jams trying to do something nice, and my dumbass just forgot to not mention it on the air. Oh, man.
Yeah. How'd you just not said anything?
Well, I liked Annie's story, so I was trying to support our colleague.
Go down to, like Michael's. Just buy a bunch of beads and string.
Now I have to make necklaces.
Make the necklaces yourself. And then you can just sell them on your own. Paulie can help you set up an Etsy store.
Don't volunteer me.
he's such a delegator.
Why don't you do it?
You do it. Do one thing.
Poolside at Lafayette.
What am I getting out of this?
Do one necklace.
I'm not getting. No one's asked me for any necklaces.
What am I getting?
I'm not making any money off of this deal. Seems like a you enterprise.
Holy cow, dude! I'm gonna end up renting a U-Haul, driving around the county, and be like, "Here you go." Look, I'll say this. I don't know how to. Think about it. Like Ivan says, I want one. All right, let's just say for giggles, we're going to do an appearance. We're going to do an appearance down the road.
Yes, where I can deliver. Same Slowfish is right. Ben's idea is to set up a competing business.
Sorry, Juliana.
Corner of the market. Squeeze her out.
A competing business.
Oh, God.
So think this through. Ivan says, I want one. So what if I then now have to go take everyone's order? What do they Venmo me? I got to give them all Ricky's info. They send it to him. Then he gives me the necklaces. Then I have to distribute them. You have to bring your receipt to Ailsmith when we're doing a remote. How do I do this?
Next year, Juliana is going to do a golf tournament to compete with the Ben and Woods Open to raise money, and now we're going to be in the hot water because we're going to have more competition.
She does a Christmas and holiday extravaganza or something. Ricky, if Ricky wants to come on the show and promote, I'm happy to do that because I love Ricky. I would do anything for him. In fact, I will pay for your daughter's whole trip. Just give me the stuff.
Just get yourself out of
this. Get me out of this.
Get you off the hook.
Get me off the hook. I should have probably, you know what I probably should have done? I probably should have just bought 50 of them. And then I could have distributed them out. People could come to the station. You pick it up at the front desk or something. They're all hanging on the doorknob with your name on it.
So drop shipping. You're just going to be... Yeah, drop shipping.
It's the honor bar. I'll do the honor bar. Oh, dude, I am
get
dying.
The reader note. This is a drop shipping scheme from Stephen Woods, taking Juliana's hard work and profiting off of it on social media.
Well, great
job. They turned out great. Oh, Roman said he actually did get one, so she vouched for him. All right, yeah, he figured it out. Holy cow. Well, good luck, Juliana. Uh-huh. I got my two. I'm not trying to rub it in.
All right, business plans aside, we're going to check traffic one final time. And right out of traffic, things Ben likes to take us home on a Friday.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
I like a good marching band. I like a good, thin pancake.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. I really like those seats. I like a midnight buffet. I kind of like the smell of soft scrub. I like more of a small derriere. I like cake.
I like Ed Sheeran.
I like both a hamburger and a cheeseburger. I like clocks. I like how I've kind of set up my life. I like grasshopper pie.
Oh, no, I like it creamy.
I like good, firm banana.
I like just looking out at the sea. I like eating.
I like moist.
I like curry.
I like big butts.
I like fried Brussels sprouts. I like more of a firm filling. I like corn.
I like Nordstrom.
I do like musicals.
I like pepperoni.
I like nice hotels.
I like Nick getting a start today. I like nuts. I like Steph Curry.
I like that song.
I like Squirt.
I like sake. I like San Diego State.
I like Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
I like the beef and broccoli. I like to mix it up. I like science experiments. I like that song. I like the crispiness of the waffle. I really like cheese. I like the little lunch meat. I like very straight lines. I like cannelloni. I like a well-crafted headline. I like brown sugar. I like maps. I'll say I like Justin Turner.
I like going to golf games. I like diving into chores.
I like sugar.
Do you like Butterfinger? I like blue and silver are not bad colors. I like the time change. I like Major League Baseball's new rule. I like the radio. I like geography. I like the knuckle method. I like Skippy. I mean, I like pie.
Knuckle method.
I like Bob Melvin. I really do. I like Jace Tingler, too. I like this day. I like being right. I still do like movie scores. I like good food. I like maps. Right. I like when interviews can turn into organic conversation. I do like a Stouffer's French bread pizza. I like having the wind go through my hair. I think I like shows that the characters have an arc. I like the full lettuce, tomato, onion experience as well. I like those kind of burgers. I like the big overflowing bag of fries. I like those little Smarties rolls. I liked what I saw from Seth Lugo. I liked his competitive fire. I like walking around between the different lands. Steve Kerr, though, I like that. I like living on the coast. I like watching Tiger still. I like the idea of that matchup. I liked what I saw in the preseason. I like the aloneness sometimes of Texas Hold'em. I like watching San Diego State basketball. I like those cashew-buttered cashews. I like cold, clear sake. I like a lot of things. I like Chick-fil-A sauce. I just like rankings. I like Steve Winwood. I like Pie Gal Poker. I like to be informed on subjects. I like Chicago. I like Tom Petty. I like the idea of another left-handed bat in the lineup for sure. I do like a good Matt Damon film. I like being on the same page. I like broccoli. I like Brussels sprouts. I like a lot of things. I like this shirt. I like Wipeout. I liked my omelet. I like San Diego State at home. I like when a baseball player can be more than just a baseball player. I like vanilla. I like the atmosphere. I like the felt on a poker table. Just kind of how it feels under your fingers when you're there. I like rhubarb pie. I like the window seat. Changing the subject. I like that. I like just the standard yellow peep. I like how San Diego State's playing right now. I like finer things. I like calling a game. I like fiction more than nonfiction. Just like the cream. I actually like playing golf with other people. I've liked everything I've seen so far from Mike Schill. I like Mexican food. I like just the solar system. I do like steak. I like specifics. I like going to 7 Mile Casino during the day. I like that people are there having a good time. I like my new eating schedule. I liked what I was eating. Yeah, I like the variety of the menu at Sammy's. I do like a good midnight buffet. Ivan in the chat says, I like Ben's beard. Well, hopefully it'll still be around on Monday, because as promised, if the Padres do not lose, I will keep my scraggly nothing beard at least into the next week.
I really love it on you.
This, the reason you see it is that I've never kind of done the staycation where I'm off TV, so I don't have to shave,
yeah.
But I'm still here where you can see me. Normally I'm back, I shave, I'm back on TV, but I have kept it, and I am now a week in, and I look like Woods does in about 20 minutes after he shaves.
That's true. But remember the last time I shaved my face fully? Remember what I look like? Not good.
It's very jarring.
It is jarring, yeah.
When I walked in the room, Paulie's like, oh. it really will make you.
Hey.
It's like, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, you're literally the worst looking thing I've ever seen. All right, double kiss to the Rally Roach because it's the Rockies. Big one. Big one. Also, by the way, I put in a text to Ricky. I'm going to try to figure out how to get you buffoons some necklaces. And now, let's be honest, I'll probably end up driving around on a Saturday, hand-delivering them to
get
you.
Get an ice cream truck so you can make the... necklaces! So,
I texted Ricky. I have no promises, but apparently I'll be working on necklace distribution for the rest of the day.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Annie and Elston are coming up next. That'll do it for us. For our executive producer and imaging director, Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. We'll talk to you Monday with a little Sammy Levitt news for you. Long tease on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.